All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space in your home. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge, like the walls are closing in, even when you're just trying to relax? You know that feeling when you walk through the door after a long day and you just want to collapse, but instead you're greeted by clutter, chaos, or maybe even some lingering tension from, well, life. That's what we're tackling today. Because, let's be real, our homes should be our sanctuaries, right? Places where we feel comfortable being ourselves, de-stressing, and recharging. But in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, it's easy for our living spaces to become cluttered with, more than just stuff. They can accumulate stress, negativity, and even unresolved emotions. That's where the magic of creating a safe space comes in. It's not just about aesthetics, folks. This is about cultivating an environment that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. And trust me, the benefits are huge. We're talking reduced stress, improved sleep, boosted creativity, and even stronger relationships. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some powerful tips to transform your home into a true haven. 5 key takeaways for creating your home sanctuary. 1. Declutter your physical space. This one seems obvious, right? But it's more than just throwing things away. It's about consciously choosing what serves you and letting go of anything that no longer adds value to your life. Think about those knick-knacks gathering dust, clothes you haven't worn in ages, or even digital clutter on your devices. Every item has an energy, so make sure it's positive energy contributing to your space. 2. Embrace the power of scent. Ever notice how a certain smell can instantly transport you back to a happy memory? That's because scent is deeply connected to our emotions. Incorporate calming scents like lavender, vanilla, or sandalwood through essential oils, candles, or even just fresh flowers. A subtly pleasant aroma can do wonders for creating a relaxing and inviting atmosphere. 3. Light it up. Right. The way you light your space dramatically impacts its mood. Ditch the harsh overhead lights whenever possible and opt for soft, warm lighting instead. Think cozy lamps, fairy lights, or even candlelight. Soft lighting helps create a sense of calm and intimacy, making your home feel more like a refuge. 4. Personalize it. This is your space. Don't be afraid to inject your personality into it with things that bring you joy. Hang artwork that inspires you, display photos of loved ones, or surround yourself with objects that hold special meaning. A personalized space feels unique and reflects who you are, a powerful way to foster a sense of belonging. 5. Set boundaries. This is crucial. It's about establishing clear boundaries within your home to protect your peace. Whether it's limiting screen time in certain areas, creating designated no-phone zones, or simply communicating expectations with housemates or family members, setting boundaries helps create a more peaceful and respectful environment. Imagine this. You walk into your home after a long day, and instead of feeling overwhelmed, you're greeted by a sense of calm and tranquility. The air smells fresh, soft lights illuminate the space, and there's a tangible sense of peace that envelops you. That's what we're aiming for here. Let me give you a quick example. Think about your bedroom. It should be your ultimate sanctuary, right? So imagine this. You finally have some free time after work, and instead of collapsing on the couch in front of the TV, guilty, you head straight to your bedroom. It's a haven of soft colors, calming scents, and minimal distractions. You put on some relaxing music, light a candle, and curl up with a good book. That feeling, that's what we're talking about. By following these tips, you can transform your home into a true sanctuary, a place where you feel safe, relaxed, and empowered to be your best self. So remember, folks, creating a safe space isn't just about rearranging furniture or buying new decor. It's about cultivating an environment that nourishes your well-being and reflects who you truly are. I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to create a safer, more peaceful space in your home? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #DopamineDeclutter. Let's build a community of mindful living together. Until next time, keep decluttering and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.